Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. 28 members of Congress are in St. Paul to hear testimony from citizens who have been taken and held by ICE agents in the Twin Cities. Patty O'Keefe lives in the neighborhood where Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent. She says she was detained for 9 hours and described the conditions inside the Whipple Federal Building being used by ICE.
When I was inside my cell, I heard wailing, screaming, crying, begging, and pleading. Alongside that visceral anguish was the small talk, banter, and laughter from the federal agents outside our cells, clearly desensitized to the deep and audible pain right in front of their eyes.
Patty says she was not allowed to have any water or phone calls. She was finally let go and no charges were filed. Federal officials aren't giving any timeline on when the ICE Operation Metro Surge will wrap up. The Department of Homeland Security launched the operation in the Twin Cities back on December 1st, calling it the largest immigration enforcement effort. Now, about 50 days in, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says there's no intentions to pull back. This is MNN.